Welcome to the Property Strategies Podcast. I'm back again in the building, keeping it consistent. My boys, who we got in the building?
Got your boy Kenny here. Who else is here?
Got your boy Akin in the building.
Come on.
How you man been? And Goki in the building, of course.
Yes, my week's been good. I've had family round a few times, friend round a few times, so I've been busy.
Okay.
For reasons that aren't work related, so okay. God is good.
Okay.
It's a good change. How about you?
Yeah, I've been busy, man. Today I was in Birmingham yesterday, funny enough. We're getting the head office ready. Yesterday, so we have
dropped some content soon, or are you just not gonna?
No, for real. Know what's going on. You're right. I took some videos, but you know me, I'm not internet savvy, so I'm gonna send you over to
it's,
you soon.
It's 2023, so. I don't think that's an excuse.
Yeah, I know. I hate you.
No
excuse. I hate you. But yeah, definitely content coming soon.
How's it coming along?
And the voiceover as well.
Oh,
Yeah.
But it's gonna be your voice.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Where's the deep voice?
No, well, go on, people.
He's an AI.
But yeah, so I've just been trying to sort that out, which it has been. People moved in now, and yeah, just focusing on the main building now. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man, and just everything else. All the property world stuff, basically, just trying to navigate through.
Yeah.
By yourself, bro?
Nah, all good, man. Just literally, in general, deal with the project as well. Closing out on one, starting a new one. Mm. So yeah, just trying to focus on that. And obviously just life. Life is always life.
Yeah.
So you have to balance the life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that's
yeah, Akin's eyes look like life is life right now. Yeah. Still.
I'm wearing glasses.
Wait,
now.
Since when you're wearing glasses? Is this a new thing or?
No, like.
I was about to say, like, I'm just so stressed that my like, gone blurry.
I have to cover it up.
No, it's just I've reading glasses. Reading when I drive in it, when I read, yeah, I wear glasses, yeah.
But is it like prescripted or is it just
yeah, it's prescripted.
So I like that. Wow. That means you rush to get here because you didn't have time to take off your glasses. So I appreciate you rushing. Thank you very much.
So just send that out me and
it was 15 minutes late, but anyways.
Alright, so
talk about that.
Yeah, no, there was a topic that we wanted to discuss today, and
it's been a good week actually because a lot of good updates as well. I think we had a good meeting as well.
Oh yeah,
we did have a good meeting this week, and we had a lot of positive, do you know what I mean, movements happening with
big movements
and people coming to the pod and. Yeah, I'm excited to see what we're doing.
You man, stay tuned. Ladies and gents, stay tuned because there's a lot of, listen, there's some A-listers coming.
Yeah.
Real A-listers.
We've gassed you guys. But
I didn't want to say anything. I'm like, but, you man are gassing the people there. Let's land first.
Yeah, let's land first.
Before we gas people too much.
Gassing, yeah,
because they'll be like, all right, exactly. We heard this last year. So, but yeah, say nothing.
Nah, but we got good stuff coming, so come.
Yeah. So, all right then, cool. So this topic, we wanted to discuss one of the new schemes that's out for first-time buyers. And just so you know as well, like, these schemes don't come across our radar often, but because, you know, we're not it's not stuff that we actively look out for ourselves.
Mm.
But then if you let us know or you ask us about it, then we're going to talk about it. So, yeah, if there's ever anything that you want us to talk about, just DM us and then we'll go from there. But this scheme today is the Save to Buy scheme. We heard it, shout out Kenny, well not me, but there's another girl called Kenny that was chatting about this, so shout out her. And then I saw it from I think TikTok, and then I wanted to break it down and just discuss it. And I also wanted to look at the small print a bit, because that's what we do. We want to make sure that you're fully prepared if you are to go for this scheme,
yeah,
and that you're that you just know everything about it. So Save to Buy scheme, what in a nutshell, what is it? It's essentially you paying rent, and the rent is going towards your deposit money of 10% that you would normally have. So, you know, normally the Help to Buy scheme, you're paying part rent, part towards the mortgage.
Mm.
This is, you're paying fully rent, but there's no government that's involved. You're paying rent towards your own mortgage. So they're helping you save, in a nutshell. So it sounds kind of mad. It does sound kind of mad, just first thoughts, like, what do you think about that?
I mean, so the concept is, you're saying the concept is, you get a property.
I can't really hear you. Yeah. Why is the mic moving?
The concept is you get a property.
There you go.
And you don't have to pay, put down, do you put down a deposit?
Like, you put down 1%.
Deposit?
1% deposit.
So I'm buying a property for 300K, whatever, I'm putting down 3 grand.
Yeah.
And then
essentially.
And how's the rest of work?
And then you'll be paying rent, but your rent will be paid towards your deposit. So there'll be, you'll be paying into your
paying
own
a mortgage?
Deposit.
Am I paying a monthly mortgage?
No, you're paying rent, only rent.
So I own the property.
And you fully own it too. Yeah.
Wait,
sounds kind of mad,
you fully
it?
When you say you fully own, so you own the property.
Uh-huh.
I'm buying the property. Am I getting a mortgage?
So this is the breakdown that I wanted to understand as well. because it's weird. So, you know, in a normal mortgage, yeah, you would exchange. And once you've exchanged, so once you're trying to buy somewhere, once you exchange, it's pretty much done. Like, if you pull out, you're losing money. Like, you cannot pull out. So normally you would exchange and then set a completion date. And that's when you have to move out. That's when everyone has their new homes. Everyone's happy. With this, you exchange and that's it. And once you exchange, so you have a different criteria to like get the property first. Like you have to pass their checks. So you have to be this person that passes all their checks. Then they'll take you on. And then once they've done all of their conveyancing, you will exchange. Cool. But then you don't complete.
So is it like a delayed completion?
It's a delayed completion. But then the completion is subject to you getting a mortgage offer. So imagine you're paying off into your deposit. Once you have that 10% finally, you now need to get a mortgage offer.
Okay, and if I don't get the deposit, if I don't make the deposit, right, I don't make that 10%
we'll
I need.
Go into that one. Okay, cool. That was one of the small, because that was my first thing. I wanted to know how are you, like, how is this benefiting you? I don't believe, personally, I don't believe
anyone does anything anyone for does anything charity.
I think they're trying to make money from us somehow. So yeah, but 1%. Thoughts on that though? 1%, dropping, I mean, 1%, paying towards your own
it
deposit.
It always sounds good up front. That's what I was going to say. What I would say is it always sounds like a good way to, you know, they're trying to be creative and get people on the ladder. And it always sounds good, but I think because we're just so skeptical,
maybe life slaps you in the face. A few times.
I think sometimes we have to step out of our own shoes. If we were young, like younger, this new generation, where we're 21 now, straight out of uni, and we want to get the property ladder, and this was the first thing I saw. Like, imagine you do nothing about property, the first thing you saw. You might consider it. I have many friends that are considering different options than in London specifically around getting on a ladder that, you know, might look good to them. So
I mean, from off the bat, obviously I know we're gonna delve into it and know what the pros and cons is for. Off the bat, it sounds fantastic because it's like, you know, people sometimes can afford rent but don't have the deposit.
That is it.
So it'll be good for people like that because unless you're paying rent.
And it's even funny you said that because they claim that this is why they're actually doing it because there's a lot of people right now that's stuck in a rent vicious cycle of, okay, even if you're paying high rent, you can afford this.
Yeah.
But because of that, you can't save at the same rate.
And they pay it regularly as well. Don't miss a payment.
They don't miss payments. But now that you're paying that high rent, you can't save as much as you normally would be able to save up for your own house. Or if you can, it's going to take you years and years at this rate. So it's like people are actually stuck in that cycle. So then they wanted to bring something for people who can actually afford these things but just don't have deposit money, basically.
Yeah. They've been called this generation rent, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that that's what it is. They can afford rent, but they can't really save what to buy.
I reckon where it's probably going to catch, obviously you tell us in a second, but I reckon where it's probably going to catch most people out is eligibility. Like, it's not going to be for everybody. You got to have a certain XYZ. So
exactly. So things first that I did notice is that, like you said, they have their own criteria first. So this will be the first lender. So this is the first lender that says, all right, we've checked you and we want to take you on board as this person for this scheme. Their own criteria can be mad. Normally it's going to be you have to have sick credit. That's like that's the base. It could be, I mean, we don't actually know what it is. Like, you will only know until you're actually going through the process, but they're going to have their own criteria that's separate from any lender. This is their own thing. They can make up whatever they want. Because if they're going to go through this, it's their rules.
Okay.
And another thing that was making me think to myself, that's a bit dodgy. They skimmed over that a bit. Is the fact that, so someone asked the question, which was, okay, but how much am I paying? How do you determine how much every individual pays per month?
Okay, okay.
And they said it's a fixed monthly payment and they work it out by working out the average monthly payment of houses in that area and your financial status. So they base it on your salary and they need to go into your salary and your account to really know, and they set the price. So they can set whatever price that they deem is right, that they feel is right.
But it's it's fixed.
But it is fixed. So the good thing is you'll know what you're paying for a duration of time. But the bad thing is they can set whatever rate they want to set and you have to pay it.
I got a question. So what about, is there interest on that monthly payment? So the interest don't start until you complete, basically, and just get a proper mortgage.
Exactly.
Which makes sense. It wouldn't make sense to have interest on the deposit money, would it?
Yeah, but obviously,
Is there money?
Like, so it's almost like, okay, we're helping you achieve this. They can slap on and say, However, we'll take £50 out of your monthly payment.
Off the bat, it doesn't sound too bad.
So far, but I'm still skeptical.
And even the fact that they made it fixed and it's based on the average amount in the area and your salary, I mean, that sounds quite fair too. If I saw that and I said I can't afford it, then I can't afford it. And if I can afford it, then I'm gonna move forward. So it's like it's not like you're gonna get stuck with it and it's gonna go up in price down the line. So,
but if you're thinking in the perspective of this lender, you just want people to bring you consistent money so that you can plan for yourself, basically. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna guarantee that they're paying me this amount every single month, and so I'm gonna make sure it's an amount that I'm happy with. Now, my question was going back to what Goku was asking, is okay, what would happen in the worst case scenario? So let's say I've committed to this, I'm now paying, I've been paying towards my my rent, which is going towards my deposit money. Let's say life happens, I lose a family member or I lose my job, whatever. Life happens and you now can't afford to make these payments and you now have to pull out. What happens in that situation? And what happens is you get your 1% back that you dropped, but all of the money that you've been adding towards your deposit is in their pocket.
That's fair.
You think that's fair?
I'm not even mad at that.
So, but imagine you've been paying for 3 years straight.
And it's not
all for nothing.
I'm not mad at that.
And then they just give you back 3K.
No, because remember rent. Listen, it does. Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, technically.
Yeah, because you've been paying rent. You don't ask for rent back once you leave a house.
That's a little caveat that they've used.
It is.
That's a bit smart.
That makes sense, though.
It is their caveat because.
But there isn't like a little period, like a 3 month period to align everything.
I think.
Get your affairs in order, no?
I think they're definitely doing this. I think they're hoping people can't make it.
You're very cynical, man. You think that's what they're on?
Pessimist. I really do.
But by the way, is this a lender like offering this? Just like one specific lender?
I think they're called Fairview or something like that. That's what I saw. There are probably more out there because this video was like a couple months old. But there are probably more out there, so you need to do your research and figure it out. But either way, that was one of the things that I thought.
What's the scheme called again?
Save to Buy.
Save to Buy.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But we haven't gone too deep into it.
But going back though, eligibility wise, you're just like, it depends on what they want.
It depends on what they want. Cool, so that's what I'm saying. If you want us to go heavy into this, we're going to leave a question. I think in Spotify you can do that now. Yeah. If we get enough people say yes, then we'll do a whole episode on just this and really break it down.
Cool. Depends on what
I think. I think the general consensus, I mean, from off the bat, I think it's still quite
positive. There's another scheme in it.
Question. Yeah. Would you go for it? Like, let's say you're in a situation where you're currently moving out. So you moved out from your house. You now need to go somewhere and pay rent or do this. What are you doing?
No, I think I'm doing this, to be honest.
On paper, this sounds... On paper, like I'm not gonna, we're not flying a flag for this, by the way, guys. But based on the information that's in front of us now, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Like, if I can afford
I think I would as well, still.
And I have ownership, And it doesn't sound like there's bare, but again, everyone do their research in it. Doesn't sound like there's, do your research if I say too much.
But I think it raises an interesting question because a lot of these, like you said, another one, literally, a lot of these schemes are popping up, you know. Who says that you can't have one of these skins for ourselves? You know,
I really wonder what happened with the like a zero deposit scheme. Recently, you know, the one that the one I can't remember the bank lender offering it, but I'm just saying everything comes in waves, innit?
You make a big deal of it.
Oh my god, 0%. There's some sort of caveat. There's some sort of loophole. Then
I think as even just as a property. That's not a residential person. It's just nice sometimes to have a bit of equity in the deal.
Oh, a million percent.
Just be a cushion so that times like this where, you know, we're in what we call like not a bad market, but we're in a, you know, market that is not considered the best. Yeah, I mean, you've got that bit of cushion. So if you're getting downvalued and all these sort of things, you're still in the green, if that makes sense. I think that's the only reason, the only caveat with some of these things. But I even think this scheme actually kind of works in well with it, to be fair.
It does. Especially because they haven't completed yet.
Exactly.
So there's not really any...
There's no...
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you miss your rent, you miss your payment. I wonder what happens there, Let's say I don't pay this month.
One month notice, maybe.
Yeah, I wonder... But
that
again,
might be one of the small prints. Like, but
you get out of my house.
Maybe it might just affect your credit until they have to kick you out of the car.
Going off what Akin was saying as well, like, these different schemes out there, like, even this Help to Buy one. Like, one of my boys recently, he wanted to pull money out. But the thing was, like, just having that cushion is so important in this climate. Because if you go through that scheme, obviously, when you remortgage... try and pull some money out if things are tight. Because obviously, once you're back, like once you're locked back in, that's it. You've now got something fixed for this, you know, amount of time. But let's say you've done the 5%, you've earned some equity in that. Like, essentially, remember that we spoke about this, like, maybe last year. With the 5% schemes, they're great, but by the time you need to remortgage, it's probably best if you can figure out a way to pay off that other 5% that the government helped you pay. Because the interest rates are going to be mad. So you see what I'm saying? So with that equity, you could have pulled that out and used that to pay off that difference that, you know, these, you know.
It's a bit dangerous, a lot of these things. Because they don't teach us to, you got to bear in mind, as much as we're, the world is now learning about financial literacy, property, all these things, we're still human beings, do you know what I mean? So we like to sometimes play close to the line, do you know what I mean? So, you know, you say,
and
oh,
find
like,
out when you find out.
You find out, you find out.
What I'm saying?
You, know, you say, oh, by the time you get to those years, pay off the 5% the government. Big man, when it comes to reality, man, them are like, bro, man's going to Miami.
Man, pay
man just spent that in
Dubai.
Dubai, recently.
Exactly. So it's like, I got a Rolex. I want to get a Rolex. My wedding coming up.
But listen, but, like, honestly, in this climate, do everything you can to have a budget just like just in case. You know what I mean?
I think we just need to just be careful to always play towards the line too much, just in everything, but especially in property. But
I heard
cool.
that.
Yeah. All right, then,
guys,
cool.
Enjoy. Hope you enjoy.
Guys,
speak soon.
Nice one. Peace.
Peace.